This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the two measures considered in this year's annual veto session.
Senate Bill 718.
In his veto letter, the governor says he had to oppose Senate Bill 718 because one of the things the measure would have done would open a new department under an existing state department, which goes against the state constitution. During discussion on the proposal on March 3rd, sponsor, Senator Bill White of Joplin, told his colleagues Senate Bill 718 would also have included something for all veterans.
What the Buddy Check 22 does is on the 22nd of each month, the idea is that you check on the veterans that you know to ensure their well-being. Ideally, you do it a lot more, but just the 22nd of the month. But this is a great program. It's just a way that people can get out there to check on your fellow veterans, the veterans that you know, to ensure that they're doing okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the House Bill number 18.
House Bill 1854 was vetoed because of the number of items included in it. Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City cautioned about this during discussion on the measure on April 30th.
I'm very sensitive, and I think this is a really well-intentioned, could be a very useful piece of legislation. My only concern is that it's going to go beyond what's in writing, and it's going to cause a chilling effect so that people are even concerned about discussing things like bond issues because they're afraid that they'll get dragged to court over it.
Neither bill was considered during veto
session.
Whatever
you want on the Senate floor, as well as our
From there, the first extraordinary session of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly resumed. The governor called the extra session to address violent crime. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says certifying certain juveniles as adults in the most violent crimes did not make it to the finish line.
We want juveniles to have the best access to the best resources to make sure that if they've made a mistake, that they don't make that mistake again. And so in this case, in some cases, giving them more tools, more resources, putting them before a judge, and giving the judge the ability to prescribe different things other than just going to UIS is something that we think was in the best interest of those kids.
And Senator Brian Williams of University City says lowering the certification age is not the solution.
But I can tell you right now, when I was 14 years old, I didn't have a clue of half the things that I know now. And I think that we need to be pushing our children towards diversion programs, towards education opportunities, to ensuring that they are put in every position possible to be successful, not encouraging them to be afraid of making mistakes. And if they do make a mistake, knowing that they could potentially go to prison for the rest of their lives.
In the end, House Bills 46 and 66 were sent to
the
executive branch.
The Senate shall stand adjourned, sine die, pursuant to.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.